Down to Business on Newstalk.
Thanks to Bank of Ireland, helping you deal with the business of Brexit.
Now, for this week's industry review, I'm looking at the world of locksmiths and what impact lockdown has had on their business. Has being confined to our homes mean less opportunities to lose our keys or lock ourselves out of our house or our car? Well, to find out more, I'm delighted to be joined by Morgan O'Donovan. He's the chairman of the Irish Locksmiths Association and the co-owner of ADMS Security. Malcolm Klein is the managing director of the Lock Doctor. And Dave O'Toole is the president of the European Locksmiths Federation and owner of Expert Security and Amien Street Locksmiths. All three of you are very welcome to the programme. Morgan, could I start with you? Could you tell me typically, and I know there are different strands to a locksmith's business, but can you tell me typically, maybe tell me a little bit about your own business and how it works first?
Thank you, Bobby. Let me wish you a Happy New Year and the same to Malcolm and Dave as well.
Great.
A little bit about our business is we're a small company. We have 8 staff. We've 5 locksmith vans on the road. We cover domestic, commercial, auto locksmithing, safe and access control.
Great.
So with the lockdown, the first lockdown, we closed the shop. And we noticed that we had a 70% drop in domestic because obviously people were staying at home and we followed the PSA guidelines, so we weren't left called to people's houses unless it was a genuine dedicated emergency.
Right.
And then once that restriction was lifted, then we had a run on a kind of a build-up of domestic. So our domestic side of business went chaotic, actually, to be honest with you. We were very, very busy. And then again,
and typically, what was that, Morgan?
And, yeah.
Typically, when you say you're busy domestically, is that people locking themselves out of their house
people
or their car?
Locking themselves out and doors failing as well.
Yeah.
We'd say because people are staying at home, they're obviously opening and closing the doors an awful lot more than what they would have. So that and obviously, people weren't using their cars, and when the lockdown was lifted, we'll say, they were after mislaying their car keys somewhere in the house. So,
I'll show you some great stories. let's go to Limerick now and talk to our second guest, who's the Lock Doctor, Malcolm Klein. How are you, Malcolm?
Morning, Bobby. Happy New Year to you. Thanks for having me. Morning, Dave, Morgan.
Good to hear you, Malcolm. Tell us a little bit about the Lock Doctor, first of all. And how does one become qualified as a locksmith? What's the procedure around training? And how would one become a locksmith?
Firstly, Lock Doctor, where we operate on a nationwide basis, we operate from 10 different locations around the country, and we provide emergency and regular services to domestic, commercial and automobile customers. We work for most of the insurance companies, so when somebody finds themselves in trouble and the issue is covered by their insurance company, we're usually contacted and sent out to resolve the issue. So we're going into our 14th year now.
Great.
And we've been very fortunate to have done very well. And obviously, it's been very challenging since last March when the shutdown came in. We had to close all of our retail shops, and our business in reality probably dropped to about a 30% turnover of where we were. But we maintained emergency call-out services on a 24-hour basis throughout that difficult time, because obviously when people are in trouble, they need to be helped regardless of the difficult circumstances.
And they want to talk to somebody on the phone. They don't want to be...
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So often it's important that we're there even to talk somebody through a resolution if that's what will do it.
Yeah.
So
we'll come back to the training
COVID
piece.
I beg your pardon?
We'll come back to the training piece in a minute, Malcolm. Let me bring in Dave O'Toole, the president of the European Locksmiths Federation, the owner of the Amien Street Locksmiths. You're very welcome, Dave.
Good morning, Bobby, and thank you for having us on your show.
Good morning, good to hear you, Malcolm. Maybe you might help me with the qualification around locksmiths. Dave, how does one become qualified? And tell me a little bit about the authority, the PSA, and their role in, I suppose, on compliance and that type of thing.
Yes, Bobby, is the Private Security Authority was set up to regulate the security industry, and locksmiths were included in 2017. So which in effect means that locksmiths, you know, people performing locksmiths activities need to be licensed by the PSA. Regarding the training, Bobby, that there was no formal qualifications to become a locksmith. Normally, most people learn to trade either through a family business or being employed by an existing locksmith and then going out on their own, whereas others then just picked it up generally in the course of their work. So what was agreed over the years with the PSA was that formal education and qualifications would be in place, and which is currently being worked on at the moment.
Okay, that's very interesting. Morgan, can I ask you, we're hearing about, I don't know, is it 120 billion of cash that's pent up in the economy? Has there been a big demand for home safes over the last 6 months?
I suppose it's gone up a small bit, but genuinely not a whole lot. Like the last recession, the safe sales went actually, they went very high. But this time we haven't seen that much of an increase, probably kind of around 5 to 10%. I think people aren't that worried about the banks.
Yeah.
So they're happy enough to keep the money inside there, you know.
I've loads of texts coming in. Keep them coming. If you've anything you want to know about a locksmith or indeed a lock problem in your house. Malcolm, there's one here that says, do your guests open bicycle locks? I have a bike locked with a lock that appears unbreakable and it's locked to a rail in my back garden. That's from Kevin.
Absolutely, we can open bike locks, but to be honest, the cost of a bike lock is often far less than the cost of having a locksmith call to open it.
So get out the angle grinder.
Yeah, exactly. The brute force attack usually is more practical in that situation.
Malcolm, is technology and people now, you know, with smartphones and wanting to open doors and, you know, access buildings and stuff through their phone, is that becoming much more prevalent, and are we likely to see much more of that in the industry, and are you tooling up for that kind of business?
Yeah, absolutely. Access control or smart locking systems are starting to come into play now. At the moment, because it's new technology, it tends to be expensive to install smart locks into homes. But they do work very well. We supply and install quite a range of them. It's not as prevalent yet, purely because of the cost, but the technology has advanced a major way over the last couple of years, and you know, there's a good selection for people to choose from.
Yeah. Can I bring in Dave O'Toole? Dave, I know you do a lot of work with the HSE and with apartment blocks and that, where you hold master keys. Tell me a little bit about that. I didn't really realise that was such a big part of one's business.
Yes, Bob, that would be a huge part of our business in Amiens Street. We supply high security master key systems with restricted keys, which actually means, Bob, that the keys, they're patented and that they're computerised. So we can generate keys by computer for tenants. And so there's an audit trail then, so everybody has a record of who has what key.
Right, and does so that mean if I'm a tenant that I can't cut my own key? Is that
no,
the idea there?
Absolutely, Bob. The keys can only be cut, authorised by the managing agent and cut in our premises in Amiens Street.
Right.
So it protects the security. So if somebody, it means that when somebody's leaving a property, when they give the key back, everybody knows that's the only key. So there's a total record of all keys distributed.
Yeah. You were saying that a lot of people have ordered locks through Amazon in the last 6 months, again, and online. But in some cases it's impossible to get keys cut for these locks. Is that true?
It is, Bob, that they're very cheap and inferior locks, so that they're come from China or abroad. So key blanks are not available. So inevitably what we found was that people coming in after the lockdown, where they couldn't buy regular locks through their Irish distributors, bought online and then discovered they couldn't get keys cut. So the locks were absolutely worthless and they ended up having to replace them again.
Wow. Morgan, what trends are you seeing down in Cork then around, I suppose, you know, people always do stupid things and I'm sure they don't, when they ring you up and say, I'm after locking myself out of my house, or you probably have all sorts of stories of around just people doing mad things, have you?
I was just saying there, we've had a lot of people locking the keys into the car at the moment because they'd go out and start the car to defrost it.
Yeah.
And the car would relock. Obviously, when it's running, so we'd have to come out and open the car outside the house.
And how big a job is that when you go out to that job, Morgan? Like, how do you get into a car?
Well, what we'd have to do, because we're following the PSA guidelines, we have to do a risk assessment with the customer before we do any job, and then we'd have to clean down the car door. Pick it, we'd have special picks for opening the cars, and then once we have the car open, we'll clean down the car door again once completed.
Yeah. Malcolm, I'm seeing here some texts coming in, but one texter says, do any of your guests do car keys? And I know you do them, but the price I've paid for replacement car keys seems crazy. That comes from Ruben. Why are they so expensive?
Well, we provide replacement or lost car key service for practically all vehicles, and obviously nearly all cars now have quite a sophisticated electronics to stop people from making keys and stealing cars. So the cost of providing equipment that's capable of producing car keys is quite expensive. So unfortunately, that transfers to the cost to the customer. But often you'll find that we are considerably priced less than what it may cost at a main dealer. We are able, you know, our vehicles are fully self-contained to go out to a vehicle and make a key in situ, so there's no need to tow it or bring it to a dealership. So you know, obviously it's not nice for anyone to lose their keys. It's not something somebody likes to have to buy because they've mislaid it, but it is a service that's very important. We can get people back on the road almost instantly, you know.
Yeah, and interesting enough, is there the fact that we're moving away from keys? Like, at least with a key, it's a solid object, but when you get into things like fobs and smartphones, and is there potentially more that can go wrong?
I mean, the technology changes very quickly, and you know, quite a number of the manufacturers went into keyless keys, where you didn't have to put the key into the ignition at all. You could press a button. They are very sophisticated pieces of equipment, but obviously there's been stories of people being able to crack that system, and certainly not so much in Ireland, but abroad you hear of stories where cars were being stolen by using high-end equipment. So a lot of the manufacturers are moving back towards that physical key blade again.
Are they?
Yeah, they are.
That's interesting. I have a load of texts coming in. Dave, you might help me with this. I have an antique piece of furniture with no key. Can a key be made to fit the existing lock?
Yes, Bob. Most locksmiths provide the service within the shop that if the person can take the lock out of the desk and bring it into a locksmith shop, that they will be able to make a key for them.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's part one of the major and traditional services of a locksmith. Bobby, can I just ask to talk, you know, about smart locks, you know, that they are getting very popular, you know, and during the lockdown, I personally focus on developing and patenting a hands-free door lock for people with disabilities like Parkinson's, who cannot use keys or codes to open their doors. Smart locks are getting very, very popular, and they are coming down in price now. And I envisage within 5 years now that the market for smart locks currently valued at $600 million a year, will grow to $1.2 billion by 2025. So the market is certainly, is definitely going that way.
Well, if
and
you
it's
look
all
at,
about security and convenience.
Yeah, if you look at, I suppose, the trend again to turning on your heat when you're not in the house, turning on lights, like, surely the next progression is to open and close the door or lock the door.
Bobby, it is there already, even with the smart doorbell cameras that they can connect to the lock. So you can actually open your, with a smart lock, you can open your door lock from your office. You can allow guests or visitors or carers in. The technology, I mean, the last 3 years has just improved dramatically. And as I say, with the cost of manufacturing coming down, electronics, yeah, it's definitely, it's going to be there with us, you know, for, you know, for the future. No question about it whatsoever.
Loads of texts coming in here. One says, I called my ex-husband the locksmith as he broke the key to my heart. That's a slightly off-topic one. Also, here's a one from Robbie Acorn Locksmiths. Hi, Bobby. As a locksmith for over 35 years and licensed with the PSA, this past 10 months has been the hardest I've ever experienced. The PSA are requesting that a written risk assessment is required for every job, no matter how small. We seem to be the only trade requested to do so. Also, we are only allowed to do emergency calls. Most locksmiths are a one-man show and the paperwork is becoming overwhelming. It's important that the public only engage with licensed locksmiths. And as I say, that's from Robbie Acorn Locksmiths. Locksmiths, and thank you for that, Robbie. Morgan, I'll give you the last word. The businesses, every business has probably changed more in the last 6 months than in the last 6 years. What are your predictions for your industry and for the future of the locksmiths business?
Well, I think we'll probably have to, if you take in the Brexit as well, and the lockdown, we're actually probably at the start of a perfect storm for locksmithing. So I do think by the end of the year, unless the PSA and the Minister for Justice kind of step in and help the locksmith industry, we will see a lot of companies go by the wayside and a lot of one-man bands, like as Robbie alluded to there, that have like a small job that might take a half an hour to do by the time he's has on his PPE gear, his risk assessment, that job now is an hour and a half.
Yeah, and again, that's, it's going to be reflected. Not only is it a total waste, well, it's certainly cumbersome in terms of time, but time is money, and that will end up having to be transferred to the consumer at some stage.
It will, yeah, because like even if you add in, we'd say at the moment, a majority of our locks come from the UK. So if we're spending £100 on a lock, by the time we're getting in, it's costing us £150.
Yeah.
So that does affect. And like, we don't want to have to pass it on, but we're kind of going to get to a stage where even with our audits are going online. So that should help us reduce the fee.
Right. Okay, well, it's great to look at these businesses that, you know, we all know, but nobody really knows how they work. So thanks for letting us into your world, and thanks for sharing us with us here on Down to Business on News Talk, the world of the locksmiths. My thanks to Morgan O'Donovan, Malcolm Klein and Dave O'Toole, and I'm wishing you all every success with your respective businesses for 2021.